K-State Nation, what's going on? What up? Eddie Greer back for another postcast episode. No, hold on one second. Take a second. Upset postcast edition of the Pearl Project podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, on K-State University here on what has been, honestly, I'm recording this 30 minutes away from the men's bat. Originally, I was going to wait till tomorrow to do these postcasts, but I got some time. I did not expect. It's been a busy podcast day. Saturday, January 17th, 2026. Your very first time on this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest Upset Podcast Edition brought to you by the K-State Women's Basketball Team, baby. Oh, my goodness. I was peeking in and out of this game a little bit. No, I did not sit and watch this game. Peeking in and out while I was at work today, or I should say out in the super cold, which feels like negative 10 degrees out here in K-State metro area. But how about this? For the second time this year, K-State women's basketball team upsets opponent again, this time on the road. Boy, this is a step forward. This is a big step forward as the K-State women's basketball team earlier today upset the 17th ranked team in the country in Texas Tech down in Lubbock. Not only did they you upset them in front of a packed house. Shout out to the Texas Tech fans. Oh my goodness, I saw the pictures, I saw some of the videos when I got home. Damn, that place was packed, but we silenced them at home by the score 65-59. This was a team effort across the board here. And this, I just got done saying on one of the report recordings, I believe yesterday, that this team, or I don't want to shoot around. I said it was on the shoot around. Again, go check it out first. But that requires you to subscribe, like the alarm bell, time to update your content daily. Y'all will be first to be notified about it. Yeah, I specifically said that if this team, this team needs to take a step forward, right? Everybody's got to pitch in and all that other stuff, right? Everybody has to pitch in. They have to do the work, and other players are going to have to step up to the plate and deliver. And this was a team performance across the board here today. 4 K-State Women's Wildcat players were in double figures today there. Jordan Spieser off the bench. Tessio led the squad today with 12 points there. This was a well-balanced attack, and did catch something from Ethan Fitzgerald. The tweet there, I retweeted it. I'll get to that in just a moment here. But more importantly, though, overall, if you can't get no more momentum for this, I don't know what can, right? Let me backtrack for a minute. I didn't say they were going to lose. I did not say they were going to lose. Well, maybe not that many words, but I did say they were hanging tough. I did say that, but I was like, oh, I don't know. But they proved me wrong. They proved me wrong again today. Just so happy that they won this game, because I don't know what's going to happen in this men's game here in a little bit. So there's that. But, yeah, Tessio, 12 points today. Gina Garcia, 11. Terrence Sides had 11. Jordan Spieser, that was a magic number today. 11 outside of Tess Seals, 12 points. How about Mariah White coming through? This is what I'm talking about. Mariah White coming through in the clutch. In the clutch there with a couple of made free throws late in the game there. Let me see if I can pull that stat up, because that was a stat of the day, clearly. Unless the men's basketball team finds some way to upset Oklahoma State later on tonight, which that will be handy, right? K-State, right? We have talked about how young their team is, the women's basketball team is. They're the third youngest team in the country. They're putting up, and Texas Tech came in here at home on a 19-game winning streak, regular season, I believe. 19-game winning streak, including these 17 wins, and this young team of the ladies' basketball team came up in there and put up an absolute fight and beat them. Went toe for toe. They went toe for toe. I said when I checked the score, was K-State was leading at the time. This was a back and forth game. None of us did not see this coming. I didn't even see it coming, right, because of the way. But at the same time, you know, you're thinking, all right, they played Ole Miss. They beat Ole Miss in St. Joe early this year. They played North Carolina tough, which ranked in the top 10 somewhere in there. They played A&M tough, right? They rallied back against them, right? And there's another ranked team up in there somewhere as well. I'm forgetting that right now, but they play these teams tough. And if the defense comes, the Jeff Mini Classic defense comes, then they're gonna be in good shape. I retweeted this earlier. Let me see here. Let me see what that was there. Yeah. So yeah, K-State, the number, the stat of the day, out rebounded as Short and Jasmine Haliburton talked about this in the latest. Running back pod with Tessia, which I've yet to listen to that. It was the one with Jordan Spieser where they're undersized, right? Unbelievable. Even the case that was basketball team out rebounding the men's basketball team right now. That's crazy. 45-20 is the stat of the day. 40, and this will come out tomorrow night. Yep, in the men's game. This is going in chronological order. So yeah, this will come out tomorrow night. And then the men's game, whatever results that is, we coming out on Monday night. The Pro Bunch of Podcast, all things K-State sports. Your K-State women's basketball team upsets 17th ranked Texas Tech. And not only that, they're undefeated. Undefeated across the board. They're heading to Texas Tech, their first loss of the season, 65-59. Eddie Greer, third, Pro Bunch of Podcast, all things K-State sports. What you can get? We're a podcast found free and available daily. We have a chance to record K-State content. You're your very first time listening to this podcast. Again, go ahead. You like what you're hearing, too. You're excited about this women's basketball team, the growth that I've been stressing out. It's not, boy, my goodness. Breaking news right there. Denver Broncos, oh, boy. Jared Stidham's going to have to start the game, the AFC championship game. But the Broncos go in a thriller over Buffalo Bills. They survived that at home to advance the AFC championship game, but they suffered a massive loss. Bo Nix broke his ankle during this ball game. He is pretty much done for the 25-26 campaign. Denver Broncos. If they're gonna get to the Super Bowl, Jared Stidham is gonna be asked as basically do what he needs to do. But that's gonna have to be for EG3 podcast. But anyways, I got sidetracked for a minute. Yes, if you like what you're listening to, make sure you hit the subscribe button, like button, hit the alarm bell every time I update your content daily. Y'all be first to be notified about it. Come at you every day, and already today, by the time this comes out, it's going to be a handful of episodes that came out this weekend. So definitely I would advise y'all to do that as well. Subscribe and make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. Yeah, I looked at my phone. I had to double check a couple of times like, uh-oh, this is going to be a game. When the first time that K-State, I think K-State was leading after the first quarter, I said somebody right there, this is going to be a ball game. This is going to be a ball game. That Jeff Mitty's team came ready to play. And I said, look, they had a whole week. Usually they play on Wednesday, which of course the men did, and we know how that turned out. They had a whole week to prepare, and Jeff Mitty and his staff need to get also the credit as well. They need to deserve the credit as well. Had this team well prepared and all of that. So there's that there as well. So the coaching staff, Jeff Mitty, did a tremendous job. We take a look inside the box score for more analysis here as K-State hands Texas Tech, 17th ranked Texas Tech, their very first loss of the season. Not only that, breaks a 19-game winning streak by the Red Raiders there as well. Go into Lubbock and do that. The women, clearly, yes, the record probably don't show it. I know, I understand that, but look right now, as I'm sitting here recording this podcast ahead of this men's basketball game against Oklahoma State, hearing them in a few minutes, that the women clearly are outplaying the men, hands down. I'll say it. Jasmine Haliburton probably say it too. So I'll go ahead and say that. That's a true statement. Unless, again, the men, they got to prove me wrong. And I don't know if they're going to be able to do that. So maybe that negative vibe could go to them, and maybe they could pull something out of the hat tonight and beat Oklahoma State down there in Stillwater here in a minute. But yeah, well, actually, I was wrong. I need to go back. First quarter, K-State was trailing by one. But at Spurs in his first half, K-State was leading. K-State outscored Tech in the second quarter, 14-8. That right there, circle that. That right there, a quarter of the difference there, and K-State got outscored in the third quarter. Usually they take over in the third quarter, but they got outscored by 7 points there in the third. And then K-State, they locked it down on the defensive end, holding Texas Tech here. Let me see real quick here. 38% shooting from the field. Yes, Tech had 45% shooting from three, but it still was not enough there as well in this ball game. Leading score for the Red Raiders today, Bailey Maupin, who was that led all scorers today with 18, was not enough. Jada Malone had added 15, along with Sunna Collins with 12 for the Lady Red Raiders. And again, we noted K-State already started shooting 42% from the field, 47% from downtown. This ball game led Tessio continues to play, show the leadership. I'm excited to listen to that episode there. Shameless plug, but again, Jasmine Halliburton does some good work. Does a lot of good work, I should say, covering lady sports on the KCSN Sports Network, K-State Sports Network. Man, I cannot talk, but I'm going miles a minute here as well. Go check that pod out, the Run It Back pod, the front of the podcast here on the Pro Bunch of Podcast, all things K-State Sports there as well. Tess Seal, 4 of 10 of the afternoon. Did not hit a three, but was perfect from the free throw stripe. 4 for 4 there. I want to circle Ramiah White. Hit 2 free throws, and those are only free throws of the game, but hit both of those late to really put the nail in the coffin on Texas Tech there in this ball game. Janessa Cotton started, but did not see the floor at all in the second half of this ball game there as well. And I'm thinking, well, I saw somewhere that she might have re-aggravated her back injury somewhere. We got to look to our guy, Ethan Fitzgerald, who covers K-State when it starts on that side of the ball there as well. Gina Garcia was literally perfect from the field today. 5 of 6. Terrence Sides, 3 of 10 from the field, but hit 3 of her 7 attempts from the three-point land there as well. Natasha Claussens, she had 7 on the afternoon and had 4, 7, and 4 rebounds on that inner spectrum there. You got to appreciate it there as well. This is a monumental win right here. 17th ranked. This is your second win against a ranked opponent this season for Jeff. I mean, that is more. That is, again, more than a K-State men's basketball team. Just saying. Just going to put that out there. You know what I'm saying? So there's that there as well. Others that scored. Janessa Clyde did score 2 in this game early. Brittany Harrod scored. She had 5 points. Ramiah White had 4. Izella Arenas, non-factor, 2 points in this game. And Anaya Foy is on the stat sheet here. 3 minutes and nothing in the stat sheet there as well. But, hey, that upset dub there in that win column for K-State. They're back over 500. This win don't get that engine flowing. I don't know what is, right? You got Houston. You just beat this team. You just came back and beat Houston 2 weeks ago. So that's the next opponent for K-State. This is the upset edition of the K-State podcast, Pro Project podcast, all things K-State sports. Your ladies basketball team has done it on the road. You probably have to throw me on the bus too. Yeah, I'll take responsibility. I'll take responsibility for that, as you know, but I did not leave the toughness out. I knew, look, their toughness is there. They have played these ranked teams tough, and they did it again today there as well. I don't see anything on Jeff Mitty, so we'll probably get him on the next postcast there, as they'll take on Houston. Let me see. Yeah, so it looks like here. Yeah, so the next 3 games, I'll pull up a schedule in a minute, or in the state of Kansas. One of those at home against Houston. So there's that as well. Back to Tess Seal, who's been playing, again, on a roll, leading the team today with 12 points, 83rd time in her career that she's reached double digits there as well. Also adding 3 steals there as well. Jordan Spieser now, 9th game with 10 or more points here in the campaign year of 2025-26. There as well. Gina Garcia, only for the 3rd time this year, she reached double digits with her 11 points with the upset win over Texas Tech as well. Terrence Sides, 14th game this year, 45th of a career with two connections or more from three as well in this ball game here. Let me check a look at the schedule real quick. Let me take a look at the schedule real quick here. We'll pull that up real quick here on this podcast. Yeah, sorry about that, folks. So the next three. Looking ahead a little bit now. Momentum. Right, you just beat Houston. You just beat them literally almost 2 weeks ago. You got them on this upcoming Wednesday night, 6:30 on ESPN Plus, and then you go to Lawrence. So next week, hosting Houston in Lawrence to take on your rival KU. That is a noon tip next Sunday in Lawrence. Going down to FS1, got that. And then the following week, you have Colorado. We'll stop it right there. You host Colorado. Colorado's up there as well, if I'm not mistaken, there as well. I just did a shoot around yesterday. Again, check that out. We went over the standings of the women's Big 12 basketball side as well. So, actually, you know what? We'll check that out right now. See what Colorado. Colorado is same playing field as K-State. So, potentially there, Kansas is bad, boy. You serious? Double check that real quick. Yeah, KU's terrible. Look at that. So, opportunity here to get out of this seesaw 500 ball club for Jeff Manning and this basketball team. You can use this to really spark a run here. I told you, you know, you look back, you know, this is a game that probably K-State don't win. this game was played a little bit early in the year. Now that this team is starting to have their sea legs underneath, have enough games underneath them, I'm telling you, that's crazy. The third youngest team, but I believe it though, in the country. You go in a Lubbock hostile environment, a sold out crowd. You go in there and beat a top 25 team on the road, undefeated team on the road. Ooh, that's some strong team. I know I keep bashing them, but hey, it is what it is right now. Again, unless, you know, I leave off this mic and the men's basketball team all of a sudden flips a switch and plays better and win the game, which, I'm not going to sit here and say they're going to win this ball game, but, again, I didn't say that K-State women's basketball is going to win this game either, and they proved me wrong again. So this is an opportunity here. Houston, no wins. You almost lost to a Houston team. You should go. You're at home. All this mojo now at home. Go take care of business. Take care of Houston next Wednesday, and then you have an opportunity to get KU and Lawrence. This is I'm stunned. I'm stunned by this one. 1-6, 11-8. This is KU by 11-8. Only 1-6. You're better than that team. Go beat them, right? And Colorado, same playing field as you are. So this is a big opportunity to really stack some wins in this stretch right here. Before, I'm trying not to look too far ahead. And you have a brutal stretch with some road games, just like the K-State men's basketball team did in the state of Arizona, back to back, just like the men's basketball team did. But this time it's reversed. You got to go to Arizona State first before Arizona. But we'll cross that bridge when we get there first there as well. But so excited, so proud of this young K-State women's basketball team for going there and doing what they're supposed to be. Well, we all thought not what we're supposed to be doing, winning the basketball game there as well. So that's gonna catch your eyes. You take care of Houston and Colorado, and at worst, 2-1 in the stretch, and you can take this Texas Tech upset, 3-1. That's the best case scenario right there. But you have an opportunity to potentially put a streak together, and that includes Kansas. Look at this record. Dang, that's not a good basketball team. You got to go out and try to get a win in Lawrence. But first, you got to take care of Houston. So right now, this afternoon is a huge confidence builder for this team. I cannot stress that enough. You have an opportunity now to really, really start stacking wins now with this stretch here. The best case scenario for this team, including today's upset win over 17th ranked undefeated Texas Tech, go 3-1. And the best case scenario, you have go 4-0. But the worst case scenario, 2-2. What's this say? The worst case scenario is to flip the opposite, 1-3. That you have an opportunity to really, you got a chance to pass Colorado, you got a chance to do that there as well. So this is a big time win. Cannot stress that enough. This young team, they can really build off of this right here. So, very congratulations again to Jeff Mitty, his staff. Look, and I credit whoever put that stretch together. Ooh, I gotta applaud you. I gotta applaud you for that because Jeff Mitty and this staff, our staff, took advantage of the week, and you went down there basically. No chance. Say, look, we're gonna put our money where our mouth is. Go down there. Nothing to lose. Go down there and play to our potential. You just be the first place team in the Big 12. Undefeated. Broke a streak of 19-game winning streak up the Raiders. That's something else. That's something else now. So, exciting times right there. We'll see what happens to the men's tonight. I'm not going to hold my breath on that. But, again, the women's basketball team proved me wrong. The toughness is not the question mark. I was worried. Word for them, but they came through. They came through yet again. It's a ranked opponent on the road. Now you have a stretch where you can really start to stack up wins and get out of the seesaw 500 mess that we've been seeing through the campaign season so far as well. But your K-State women's basketball team has done it again on the road. Hostile environment, Lubbock, Texas today, early today, as they upset 17th ranked Texas Tech, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. Once again, get it wherever you get your podcast, free and available daily, or a chance to record K-State content, baby. We rocking and rolling here. It's been a busy day for this podcast. This is the fourth recording today, and that's going to be it, because I was going to say this for tomorrow, but I had time that I didn't expect to have today, so, you know, figure, you know what, why not record another one here, and I'll definitely save Stillwater action for tomorrow, and that opens up a possibility to get both EG3 recordings in tomorrow as well. So EG3 going double dipping here going into this week. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. It's Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Cold Kansas City, Missouri. And K-State women's basketball upsets 17th ranked Texas Tech, which was undefeated. Texas Tech ran Raiders today by the count of 65-59 in Lubbock, Texas. And K-State, oh, by the way, now, oh boy, goes to 10-9 overall, 3-3 in conference play. While Texas Tech now suffers their first loss of the season, and in conference play, 19-1, 6-1 in Big 12 play. Alex Sand out there in Santa California. It's Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, and continue to spread the word about this podcast. This has been another upset postcast edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Go Cats.